This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice. Your radio station.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine every Saturday 10 till 12.
Australia's first and only and most loved Commissioner for Sexuality and Gender, Rowena Rowan, good morning.
Good morning, Macca. Good morning, Taz. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Great to hear your voice.
Pretty damn good, Dal.
Now, Monday night was the most extraordinary event. For me, it was incredibly uplifting, empowering, and such a privilege to be part of this very diverse communities that we are. And I understand that you had something to do with pulling this together. Is that correct?
Well, yes, I may have helped the governor put a bit of a list and a bit of a plan together, yes.
So,
I think it was, it was the first time in Australia that a governor had done that. It was actually 2 years ago when she invited me when I first was appointed to her place for a cup of tea, and she suggested such an event. And so it's only taken a little bit of time to make it actually happen, but it was... bigger and greater and more fabulous than I'd even imagined.
So, just to confirm that, it was the governor's idea then to actually hold this event. Makes it even more special, actually, that a governor of our state, our great state, can actually come forward and say, we need to do something to celebrate our diverse communities.
Mm. And she had an absolutely magnificent evening. I mean, one of the things that she is wanting to do in her term is make sure as many, different Victorians come through Government House. And so that's why during my speech I asked people to raise their hand if it was their first time to Government House. And, 95% of people put their hand in the air. And she literally clasped her chest and was just so moved by that. I was really, really thrilled to be able to do that for her too.
Yeah, wow. Well, I've got to say there was one disappointment for me.
What's that?
I didn't manage to get a selfie with her.
Well, there was five minders to get anywhere near her. She was being absolutely mobbed. But there are many selfies with her.
I'm sure there are. Now, so tell us a little bit about why this is an important event and what were some of the objectives behind the governor and yourself in actually pulling this off?
Well, it was certainly, from my perspective, and the governor's, I think, a chance to recognise International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, and Sex and Transphobia. Now more than ever, it's really important that we do that, particularly connecting to our global family. So that was important. It's the first time, as she marked, that we'd had an LGBTI event at Government House. Like, there's been World AIDS Day conference events and things like that, but nothing specifically for our whole community. And she was very keen. Very, very keen to do that. And, of course, what it's meant for individuals, I mean, those stories are still coming in, just flying in. Like Brian, who, rang me and let me know that this was the first time that his mother had ever attended because, they put the plus one on the invite.
Of course, that's right.
And that's why they had so many people there. And, it's the first time, his mother had ever come with him to an LGBTI event. So that meant so much to him. It was very special for a whole lot of people. The Rainbow Families group, they just thought it was a great, great privilege to be there. And one of them said it was almost like, someone had found the keys and let us all in accidentally. It was really hard to get their head around that
And there were so many people in from the country as well. It was so good that it wasn't just a city event.
No. It was on the back of the Rural Roadshow, which I'm about to head off on again on Monday. We've obviously met a whole lot of people from rural and regional Victoria. So, I got to say, they were the first suggestions I had. Aboriginal, multicultural, people with lived experience of disability, and rural and regional. And we filled up the rest with people in Melbourne. So it's just make sure that we made room for as many people as we could. It wasn't, Taz, it wasn't a merit process. For anyone who was there, it wasn't there because of all your good deeds. You were there because you're a diverse, cross-section of our intersectionality of our community. So, and there were just, there's 158 people there, which is the biggest event at Government House.
Sorry, 158?
Sorry, 958.
Oh, right, yes. So,
the biggest event at Government House since Prince William 10 years ago.
Wow! So nearly 1,000 people, and the other thing that I really loved was that everybody had gone to a lot of trouble, so people were dressed up and looked their finest, So it was like going to a sort of a grand ball. But the other thing that was great for me was that there was a huge number of people I'd never seen before, and for me, what that said was that all of a sudden our community is feeling included. People are coming forward, coming out, wanting to participate, and celebrate together. I just found it incredibly empowering and uplifting.
It was a real buzz.
That I'm wanking on, but look, wonderful.
Look, there was people that were moved. I saw tears. That was fantastic. I met a 90-year-old lesbian who told me about being arrested for having a relationship with an Aboriginal woman in a cattle farm 70 years ago. She was there. There was a 16-year-old young boy from Ballarat, and he was beside himself excited. So, that it's supporting that next generation of advocates as well to be part of that history.
I caught up with an old family friend that I hadn't seen for years and years, who, as it turns out, has transitioned. I had no idea. So it was just so wonderful to be able to connect with her again.
Yeah. And look, thank you to the community. We didn't embarrass ourselves. We only broke a few hundred protocols, not too many. The lessons couldn't stop themselves. The pool table.
Yeah, okay. So, dramas, were there any dramas that you want to share with us?
No, not at all. Not at all. I think it was interesting. No, not at all. Not one. Well, not one that I've heard of. No, it was absolutely fabulous. And, you're not meant to sit at the dining table, but, there's hundreds of photos of people sitting at the dining table.
Yeah, well, how could you not? I mean, what a grand table. It was just so beautiful. I want one at home.
And there's countless numbers of gay boys standing under the Queen, photos of the Queens under the Queen.
Yeah.
Well, more than one of them have been under a Queen before.
Well, I'll pass on that. But, people had a lot of fun, and the House talked about it. So, I spoke to the Governor's Chief of Staff the following day, and he said, the House. So everybody who works at the House, all the wait staff, everybody, haven't stopped talking about the event. Because the clapping and stuff and the woohooing, but that's not a usual Government House.
And it's important people to understand too, Tass. Government House is one of the largest single residential buildings in the world.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. And it's an extraordinary building, and that for this reception, this event to be held for our community in a building that historically, not currently, but historically, has represented the forces that wanted to keep us down, I think is really significant. And it says a lot about the Governor and her role and how she sees her role that we had it there. Even a staunch Republican like me, and I've been to Government House. I always go to have a look at the building. I'm not interested in all the pageantry nonsense.
But I love the
building.
But it does say welcome, Macca.
Yes.
That's the important thing.
Yeah.
It says welcome. It says you are welcome in this place like everybody else is.
And we were on Monday night.
And I think that's what I loved about
that's
it.
Significant.
I've got to say, Ro, thank you for your contribution on this. I know these things don't happen easily. I know these things don't happen with a huge dose of leadership.
And
require a huge amount of effort. So thank you for your role in making that happen.
Yes.
No, you're very welcome. I hope there's another one next year, and people that weren't there this year, you know, will make an effort to make sure that
question. Will this be a regular thing on our calendar?
It's not my event. It's not my event, of course. It's up to the governor.
Would it help if we wrote to her and thanked her?
Absolutely. If she gets 1,000 letters saying "see you next year," that'd be
yeah.
Done. Listeners, write to the governor, thank her for her generosity, her hospitality, and her very welcoming attitude.
Fantastic. And
the other thing is that they have your home addresses now, and I wouldn't be surprised if randomly people get invited to all sorts of different functions.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I'd be interested. People should tell me if that's happening, because I think that's great, because, you know, whether it's the Melbourne Cup event or whatever, they're trying to get really diverse subsection of Victoria. So I wouldn't be surprised if people get some more random invitations.
Wow.
But it was interesting. She loved my brooch that Dean Beck made, and I told Dean, and he made her a whole series of those, and they got delivered to Government House on Ida Hobbit Day, and I believe she wore one. So, he wrote her a lovely letter. So I know she's received one letter, but if she could receive others, it'll help it get in the calendar, everyone. But I know that she could see the significance of the event. We were standing before the trumpets, you know, because it's the crazy thing, the trumpets go and you enter the room.
Yeah.
Never knew that was on my bucket list. Tick. You could hear the crowd, and she turned around to the minister and I, and she said, "Listen to that." You know, like, that's obviously different to the crowd cheer that she usually gets walking out. Quite different to your little polite clap.
Yes, gorgeous.
It was an absolutely grand event, and again, I thank you wholeheartedly for your role in making that happen. And she's certainly going to get a letter from me, but I will make sure that everybody else that I know that's been to it will actually get a talking to her about writing to her as well.
Is she a Joy member?
Ah. She's been here, though, Macca.
I know. We might give her one, eh?
Hmm. Maybe we should give her an honorary membership. Let's give her an honorary membership.
Why don't we pay for one, Tess?
Yeah, we can do that. Let's do it. Done.
We'll do that. There you go, Ro.
That's lovely.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
And thanks again for your work. In all the areas you do it, makes a difference.
Yeah, thank you.
It must be time for a much more in-depth update on bits and pieces. So we'll talk to you about that off air.
I'm on the road show for 2 weeks, and then I'm happy to come in.
Excellent. We might even talk to you when you're on the road show.
Yeah.
Oh, why don't you do that?
Okay. All the best.
You've got my number now.
Yes. Cheers. Thanks, Ro.
Okay. Bye.
That was Ro Allen, Victoria's Gender and Sexuality Commissioner.
For listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.